This is TWiT.
So, in the last couple of weeks, there has been a number of articles about malicious, unquote, ads doing cryptocurrency mining on users' browsers unwittingly, that is unknown to the user, when they were visiting a site. And then most recently, several Showtime domains were found to be also covertly mining cryptocurrency. This wasn't Showtime trying to augment their revenues. This was some bad guys got into the Showtime server and added crypto mining technology to what was produced when a user went to the Showtime properties and downloaded a Showtime page. So I just sort of wanted to address this, the whole idea of this, a little more broadly. First of all, what we remember from our initial discussion of Bitcoin mining is that a variable, we could call it variable hardness, but it's really a variable probability problem is being solved by a cryptocurrency miner. That is, the idea is a random number is being chosen, and over time, the probability of guessing correctly is decreased, making it harder and harder to guess the magic number, and thus miners that have gone from just CPUs to GPUs to FPGAs to, you know, custom hardware, they've gotten faster at guessing. The idea being that the probability of guessing correctly is vanishingly small now, so the more times you're able to guess per second, the greater the chance that this diminishing percentage of chance will be correct. And if you guess correctly, you win a coin or a fraction of a coin, and that's changing over time too. Everybody remembers how when I first did the podcast on Bitcoin, I started up a miner. In fact, it was on that machine, Leo, that the machine that's now too slow even to run, you know, audio for Skype sufficiently well. That I woke up the next morning and there was 50 Bitcoins sitting there. I was like, oh.
But that was kind of luck, you. Right? It wasn't that it was working so hard.
Precisely.
Yeah.
Precisely. I didn't expect
it's like
it.
A jackpot.
And it's luck for everybody. And I'm glad you said that because that's exactly what's happening here. So the idea is that bad guys are putting cryptocurrency mining JavaScript into users' browsers, into ads, or stuffing them onto websites that are hackable, like apparently Showtime's was. And they're getting all the visitors of Showtime, or all the people who display this hijacked ad, to do a little crypto mining for them. And the chances are, I mean, first of all, a browser is a bad miner. It's like so far down the curve, you can't even find it. You don't want to be doing, you know, cryptocurrency mining in your browser.
No, you want custom ASICs and massive GPUs.
Precisely.
SLI and, yeah.
But it costs them nothing to.
Well, that's the other way to do it. Go massively parallel, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
And so here's the other problem. And I realized as I was putting this together that I haven't checked in with Mark Thompson, who's my good friend and fellow massive miner, because as we know, there's been a huge growth in the value, for example, of Bitcoin recently. And last time we talked, as I have said on this podcast, you could not mine in California because our power costs more than the electricity required to earn or slash mine bitcoins. But in Phoenix, for whatever reason, power is cheap. And so it made sense for him to be mining in Arizona, but you can't do it in California, but you can do it under Niagara Falls, where, again, power is very inexpensive. So I don't know how that has changed as Bitcoin, for example, has gone crazy in value to the point now where those 50 bitcoins, I really do have to find them because they're now approaching $250,000 worth of value. Of course, it is. Believe it or not, it's like $4,300 now for a Bitcoin.
But you don't want to be the guy who had 50 bitcoins and traded in for $250,000 when in 5 years it's worth $100 million.
That's the problem too.
But it's like any stock; you got to know when to sell it.
But I'm also a Boy Scout. How's that go? Is that the Boy Scout salute? So I will be reporting my bitcoins to the IRS because I'm not going to screw around with that. Mm-mm. They're now getting very annoyed with people who are cashing in their bitcoins and not reporting them as income.
Is it regular income? I guess it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like winning the lottery.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So yeah. And it very much so. So yes, I'm not in any hurry to do anything with them, but it would be nice to know where they are.
I know. I have my wallet backed up somewhere and I can't remember the password. I only have 5 though. If I had 50, I might make more of a concerted effort.
Yeah, it's a little more motivation.
Yeah.
So anyway, what I wanted to say to people is that, you know, so what's annoying is that somebody is using your CPU. On the other hand, okay, you know, so are you.
So is every ad. So is every...
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. And the autoplay videos, that those are pegging people's CPUs just as much as cryptocurrency mining is. So, you know, it's...
How much time do you spend on the Showtime site anyway?
Precisely.
Yeah. Is it the watching a movie Showtime site or just the logging into Showtime site?
It was several different domains. So
wasn't
probably
Showtime
going,
anytime or...
Yeah. It's,
see if it was.
It's when it's... Well, it's probably when you're looking at something in your browser and they're having a chance to run JavaScript.
Right. Huh.
So anyway, so it's, you know, it's an annoyance. I guess it's not surprising that. So the point is that our browsers are hardened against JavaScript being able to hurt us, like as in, you know, malware. But they're not hardened against JavaScript being able to do work. And because, I mean, that's what it's for, is doing work. And so they're like, well, okay, maybe this user is at a website that's going to pay them if their browser scores a coin. No, but it could be. So anyway, that's what's going on with that. It's like, yeah, okay. So, yeah, it's using some of your power and some of your processor, but, you know, so are you when you're doing anything. So no biggie, really.